840 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And it's time to check in with one of another authors. Always get fun to talk to different authors about coming up with ideas. And this one, we've got with us Dr. Jenna Bojasek. She is a Mayo Clinic trained immunologist, also a storyteller. She's written a book called Particles in the Air. It's a fast-paced medical thriller. Features the character of Dr. Mallory Hayes, and she joins us. Jenna, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm wonderful. How are you?
We are great. Excited to talk about this and sort of concerned because a lot of what you talk about or have in this book probably is somewhat realistic. That's what makes a thriller always exciting, is where you're thinking of the truth, you know, that mm-hmm. we can kind of relate to. Let's talk a little bit about this. Where did you come up with, I guess, the idea? Just sort of from your background, you thought, I have sort of expertise in this or can kind of add new light into a story?
Yes, exactly. So I am just, I'm the biggest reader. And so I've been reading my whole life, you know, tons of books every week. And after I went through medical school and training, I kind of had this idea germinating in my mind. And for me, bioterrorism is a possibility. So I think it's something that people need to be aware of. And I did kind of look at particles in the air as a way to kind of raise awareness for this.
Well, we've all been through this pandemic. We understand how mm-hmm. things travel through air, aerosolization, that type of a thing, and wearing masks inside to protect ourselves. But your story starts with sort of contaminated water. Take us a little bit through the setup for this book.
Yeah, so it's told from multiple points of view, which is a little different. So it's told from the point of view from the protagonist to the antagonist. And one of the subplots that happens in the book is there's a tsunami. So a tsunami in the West Coast. And Dr. Mallory Hayes is dispatched there from the CDC to look into the possibility of contaminated water. There's a FEMA camp set up that houses the tens of thousands of people displaced by the disaster. So she goes there to make sure that the conditions are sanitary, but she comes across this pretty unbelievable virus there.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about the character, Dr. Mallory Hayes. A little bit of what's her strengths and things like that that you wrote into the character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Mallory Hayes. So I did base a lot of her experiences from my own personal experiences in medicine. Medicine is very kind of firmly male-dominated still, so she does hit some roadblocks there, and it's based on a lot of my own experiences. So she's an imperfect character, and she's struggling with some things like claustrophobia and things like that in her life. But she really shows this determination and ingenuity to kind of get to the truth.
And what are some of the layers that we discover as we read through this book?
So there's a lot going on. There's different plot points that take place really all over the globe. So we have characters in Malmo, Sweden, who come into play. There's terrorist radical groups that come into play. And then there's also some kind of unlikely heroes in the book as well, from different areas of the world.
When you're writing like a book like this, you do research. You said you brought some of your own knowledge to this sort of thing. Talk a little bit about some of the things that we maybe read in this book that we would think, is this really what's going on, you know, in those buildings related to that? Talk maybe a little bit about sort of the protecting the research that so it doesn't fall into the wrong hands. What kind of things did you learn related to that sort of thing?
Sure. You know, in researching this book, I was kind of surprised because there is so much available on the internet. I mean, I guess that's not really a surprise, but it's a surprise, really, the detail that you can find on the internet. So you can find, and you can go on websites and literally order already sequenced DNA and things like this. So really, the technology is out there. And so I think that's another thing people should be aware of. The technology is out there, and we really need to be aware of this and educate ourselves on this. And I think, you know, if it's on the internet, if it's on electronics, it's vulnerable to discovery.
We find out, you know, with medicine, there's always great, you know, things that are happening that are for the benefit of mankind, but there always seems mm-hmm. to be a dark component that could possibly do that. Is it more of an uplifting story in a sense? And you're trying to, obviously, it's a medical thriller, so there's something going on. You just tried to be positive through it. Was it Are you more of a positive person on some of these topics?
Yes, absolutely. That's a really great question. So what happens in the book could absolutely happen in real life. It's all scientific based, but it would be really rare for this circumstance. It would take, you know, a rare set of circumstances, chance, expertise, all of these things to really happen. So it is a cautionary tale, but this particular thing, it would be rare, I would say.
Now, this book just came out, right?
It just came out. It's a slight delay of a few days here, but it should be available within the next 2 days. And it's available for pre-order right now.
And this is your debut?
This is my debut,
yes.
What's
it been like? Tell us a little bit of that side of it for you.
I've learned a lot, to be honest. It's very different. The publishing industry moves a lot slower than I expected, but it's been a great process. I have a great publisher, Bruce, and Bancroft Press has been wonderful. So it's been interesting. It's been a learning experience.
Wow. And it's called Particles in the Air. Dr. Jenna joining us this morning to talk about that. And it's one of those things where now they've, from the release that I got, they kind of changed it up a little bit. I've seen on things where they kind of have this as a Dr. Mallory Hayes medical thriller. Is this a character that you're hoping to branch off into other books too?
Yes, exactly. I wasn't planning on it at first, but my publisher convinced me, and I think he was right. So I'm starting to write the second Dr. Mallory Hayes thriller, book number 2, and hopefully it'll be released within the next few years.
Well, once you got to go through the first book with a character, you kind of fill out certain things of that character, and then every new book, you obviously probably add a different layer, or you think, how would she deal with these different circumstances? If people want to find out about the book or maybe get you as well, where's a good place to get some information on this?
Yeah, so it's www.jennapodjasek.com. It's a tough one. It's PODJASEK.com. You could also Google it on Amazon, or go to bancroftpress.com.
Sounds great. Again, it's called Particles in the Air, a fast-paced medical thriller. We appreciate your time, Jenna. Thanks for joining us this morning.